We're going to push pause on the madness that is South Africa today for a moment, because it's Thursday, and on Thursdays we speak to the author of a local non-fiction book. And our book today is called Bloody Sunday, The Nun, The Defiance Campaign and South Africa's Secret Massacre by Mignon Breyer, who's a former journalist, lecturer and researcher. So Sunday, the 9th of November 1952, should be remembered as a day of infamy in South Africa's history, but very few people know that a brutal massacre occurred when police opened fire on people at an ANC Youth League event in Duncan Village in East London. The official death toll was 8 people, but today it's believed that between 80 and 200 died that day, most buried quietly by their families, who feared arrest if they sought help at hospitals. And Bloody Sunday follows the trail of this remarkable nun, Sister Aidan, into the heart of a missing chapter in our country's past, and what was really one of the most devastating massacres of the apartheid era. And I found this book gripping. It's such a compelling read. It's meticulously researched, but it's in no way academic. It's got a narrative flow to it, which is just beautiful, vivid, brought to life with character, and it's also such an important piece of research and recording of history about an event which I was quite surprised to learn that I knew absolutely nothing about. So a great pleasure to welcome Mignon Breyer, who is the author of this book. Mignon, thank you so much for your time today on the Midday Report.
Hi, Mandy, and greetings to your listeners. Thank you for having me.
So in 2013, 20 years after your mother's death, you opened up her Bible and you found two newspaper cuttings dated 1952. And that was the catalyst for your journey researching the story.
Yes, I realized pretty soon after those cuttings that my mother only knew half the story and that many other people had died that day. But I was intrigued not only by the life of Sister Aidan, which was quite extraordinary in its own right, but also by the fact that the whole day had been so buried. I became fascinated, and that was 7 years ago, and I just finished the book.
And this, of course, is the story of Dr. Elsie Quinlan, who is known as Sister Aidan, but it became a much bigger story. And your book is based on archival as well as oral sources. So what kind of access did you have so many years later?
Well, there were a number of court cases following the events of 9th of November 1952, including two big murder trials. So there actually should have been a lot of documents in the Western Cape archives. Unfortunately, a lot of the material had simply disappeared. Likewise, also documents from the City Council and from the Department of Native Affairs, as it was called then. But I was very fortunate in gaining access to the Dominican archives in Johannesburg. And they keep a copy of the full record of the trial following Sister Aidan's murder, 630 or so pages of it. So that was very important. And I also found much later some documents in the National Archives, which were helpful. But I also had access to some people who are still alive, a policeman who was the investigating officer in the murder trials following the events of Bloody Sunday, as I call it, and also a survivor, an eyewitness at the time, and some other elderly people. And I was helped by the family of Sister Aidan in Ireland, and also various people associated with the church in Duncan Village today, and the East London.
Sister Aidan's death really had a profound impact on numerous people involved in the story, and you follow many of them as the country became increasingly violent through apartheid, and you tell each of their stories and the impact that it had on them.
Yes, I was particularly interested in two men, Alcott Gwensha and James Njongwe, whose lives impacted on Sister Aidan's very much so. So Alcott Gwensha was the leader of the ANC Youth League in East London at the time. He organized the meeting, which was the start of everything going wrong, as it were. And subsequently, he was treated very violently by the authorities. He was banished to Bushbuck Ridge in Mpumalanga and later to the notorious Frenchdale camp near Mafeking. And Njongwe was a medical doctor in Red Location, Port Elizabeth, and he had studied medicine with Sister Aidan. He was head of the or acting head of the ANC at the time. And he might have had a meteoric career in the ANC, but after the riots, which the ANC distanced themselves from entirely, his career waned rapidly. And he ended up as a medical doctor in Mthathiela. Those too, but I look at other people too and follow them through to their deaths.
And towards the end of the book, you quote Njabulo Ndebele, the acclaimed author and academic, asking why the story of Sister Aden is not being told in our schools today. Why do you think the story was erased and we don't know more about it until your book?
Well, I think the reason is that we like to tell stories where one side is good and one side is bad, and not where both sides do something wrong. Likewise, we like to tell stories where we are the victims of violence, not the perpetrators of violence. And you know, this story requires us all to look into our histories and see where our ancestors might have gone wrong. But as Njabulo Ndebele points out, you know, it's very important to do this because this is the way we prevent ourselves from repeating the past.
Well, Mignon, thank you so much. I really found the book, it's a meticulous piece of research, but you've written it really in such a compelling way. I couldn't put it down. So thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.
Mignon Breyer, speaking to us there. The book is called Bloody Sunday, The Nun, The Defiance Campaign, and South Africa's Secret Massacre. So important. She puts the death toll from that massacre at possibly even around 200, which far exceeds even what happened at Sharpeville in 1960. So this is such an important account for posterity, and definitely recommend the read.